Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this March 20th day, 2021. And this particular program is going to be about questions, mainly about me. I don't talk a great deal about myself on the radio. I talk about what might be going on in a person, blah, blah. But evidently, after all these years of broadcasting and even being on TV, people want to know what's going on with me. And I think that's interesting due to the fact that nobody generally understands, and I don't really talk about it very much, if at all. So I'm going to answer three questions. I get hostile emails, as you might know, 50% of the time. I'm not the most popular person here. I offer to you insights that go against the grain of what most people want to hear, the common logic, the theories, the pedestrian mentality, and all of that. And I'm explicit about what I'm teaching, and that doesn't sit well with a lot of people. People just don't like it. What I'm supposed to be doing here in the average person's mind, that pedestrian mentality that isn't very bright, is just say things that they've heard before that comforts them or makes them feel like they already know. That's the big one. I already know all that. And so I rub people the wrong way. I've never been the kind of person that people generally liked, even in a social setting. So it really doesn't matter. I've never looked at that as being the criteria for being authentic or effective. So I'm going to answer these three questions. I will probably never do this again. But the reason I'm doing it and my purpose for doing it is to be able to say I answered everything in accord with what people asked me and what was in harmony with myself, as it were. And I hope that this and some of the emails where you're not da-da-da, and you don't do that da-da, and you don't say da-da, and all that other stuff that people want to hear that is just hashed over information. The first question, okay? Carol from Ohio, and Carol says, I listen to you quite often. You seem to be holding back something you want to say or need to say. What would that be? Carol from Ohio. Carol. Audiences have changed. People have changed. And I think what you're hearing in the background with me is I have things to say that your ears cannot hear, that your mind cannot compensate for as far as making some kind of initial change in your life. All right, let's just be blunt. Most of my audience is just too opinionated and too darn stupid to really understand the gravitas of their own life. And I am saddened by the fact that most people have allowed their minds to go to garbage due to the fact of social media and TV programs that don't induce some kind of sense of self-awareness, awakening to parts of ourselves that we have never discovered before, that we don't know anything about, things like that. We just, we're a stupid society. We like to think we're more than what we are. I always thought it was rather stupid to say that America's great or make America great again if it isn't great by now, with all the presidents and congresses we've had, then it will never be. I mean, why do we have to make it anything more? It's always going to be lacking, not just because of the politicians. They're a big part of the problem. All of them. But the other part is the American public. They're too darn stupid and small-minded to really understand what's going on within this world and how we got to where we are through overpopulation and disregard for the planet, disregard for the ecology of the planet. Soon there will be more bottles and paraphernalia in the ocean than there will be fish. And I just think that's pretty darn stupid. And you look at people like Elon Musk and all these guys wanting to go to Mars. Why do we want to go to Mars? We can't take care of Earth. I think basically our problems are here, Carol. And we're too stupid to understand what that means, the gravitas of it. And while there are some very smart people in the world, that doesn't make them the answer. What we need to do is take a bunch of really, really intelligent people and put them in a room, a think tank, and go for it. Put out what our problems are, both in the world, in our ecology, in our psychology, in our sociology, in our life in general, how we treat one another. We don't treat one another very well. It's pathetic. I think human beings are pathetic. And I am a part of that pathetic thing going on in this world. And I try very, very desperately to help people, both with the biological end, the psychological end, and of course, to me, the most important, the spiritual, which is not religious. And that's another dumb thing that people do. They think what I'm talking about is religion, and I'm not talking about religion. I am talking about your life and my life and the fact that we can't see that this goes beyond religion and philosophy and even biology and science. It goes beyond it all. There is something unique about being alive and in this body and with all of its stuff and its conditions and circumstances. And what bothers me about my job, as it were, a little bit, is that I can't seem to reach people who need reaching. There are not enough of us, people like myself, to make a difference in this world. And that has always been true. It has always been true throughout history. This is nothing new of what I'm talking about. What is new and what is frightening is the apathy and the indifference that is there about the earth, about each other, about the quality of our society and what we've done with it, and this competitive attitude, and that everything has to be bent and built around the idea of getting gratification, getting a payback, getting a some kind of reward, adoration. This is way over the top. We are a society of people who feel unloved, just definitely unloved. And we expect other people to take up that slack and make us feel loved. When the love that we seek is within us, it's innate within us. We have no interest in our makeup, in who we are and what we are. There are books that have come out that would help us immensely behave by Robert Sapolsky. And then there is, you know, Sapiens and Homo Deus. And there are many, many, many books out there that could educate us. Every year I am invited to go to the high school and talk to the senior class. And what it is we have dialogue. And every year I find them more and more and more indifferent, further and further and further away from the meaning. There's only two things that the average person cares about. The first one is their survival, of course, and that is inclusive of all sorts of things, of money and social standing and all of that, politics. And the other thing is reproduction, and that is finding someone, making babies mindlessly, carelessly, and circling the wagons, as it were, as I call it, to protect oneself from society or other wagon people. And those are the only two things that people care about. They don't see anything other than that. And that is frightening to me as a person. And I just have a lot of, what do I want to say? I have a lot of things that I'd like to say that I just can't say. And it wouldn't matter if I said it anyway. It just wouldn't change anything. But the major thing, Carol, that I am pointing at here is we're just too stupid to really understand what we're doing. Life is, as Jesus said, is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. And our lifetime is far more than survival and making babies. And the trouble with, of course, the making of the babies just makes all sorts of issues for population control and everything. And when I moved to Carmel many, many moons ago, used to be able to drive down the street and say hello to your friends and all of that. Now, that doesn't exist anymore. Now there's so much traffic, you can't make a turn onto a city block without hordes of people being there and a ton of traffic. In my little tiny village, it's little, and I liked it that way. No, everything has changed. And, you know, it's the wine thing. People love to come here for the wine. Just, if we were as interested in awakening, if we were as interested in maybe looking deep inside ourselves and finding the meaning of our existence as we are in wine and food, money, sex, and politics, we would be in a far different place than we are now. So that's what you hear behind my words. And since you asked, and thank you for asking, I guess, I don't think this will help my cachet here at all, but now you know. And I toned it way down, okay? But I think you know how I deeply feel about it. I'm not the only one. There are a few of us. And, you know, when you think about what we've done to people who have been revealers, people like Jesus and Socrates and Buddha, Lao Tzu ran away from his students. We kill them. We just don't want them around. They have no place in our society. And that's a pathetic comment to make. Thank you, Carol. I hope you really will forgive me. And I didn't give you even the tip of the iceberg, but I think that's enough. Namaste. The next one is Terry from San Pedro, California. You are an odd person, not like other spiritual teachers. What are you up to? What are you trying to get across to us, Terry? I think the bottom line, Terry, is that you will never find happiness in this world. Not in and of this world. And that true, authentic living is a blessing all into itself. And seeking to be happy and sacrificing the truth for the sake of making myself happy is not a wise choice. Yes, I am odd because I don't live by the standard status quo. I don't teach it. I see the damage of what it means to strive for being happy. happy is pathetic. It's parochial thinking. It brings no acuity of the heart or of love into action. And we think that happy is something where everything is in harmony with what we believe in and what we think is right. So to be happy, certain things have to gel in the world. Certain things have to be in a certain order in this world. And that's the way we look at happy. What would make you happy? To eat everything you want, not get fat or not get sick or smoke as much marijuana or drink as much as you want without hurting your health or, making an ass of yourself or whatever. All these things, the things that make us, quote unquote, happy, having people adore you, want you, respect you, maybe even that kind of thing. Forget it. All those things that you want, that you believe will make you happy, are the result of ignorance and spiritual indifference. And I am not talking about religion when I say spiritual indifference. I am talking about coming to a point of awakening beyond the ideas and ideals of our human body, of our human mind, of our human intellect, of our human emotions, going beyond all of that. Many years ago, it became very obvious to me, even upon my ordination, when I was ordained, I saw that talking to people every Sunday morning was nothing more than a show. People have to like you. They have to either like you for one reason or another. They have to have their sexual fantasies about you, or they have to have some ideal as to that you have something they can use that would make them happy, make them rich. When I was a teenager, we would sing this stupid song about being happy and rich. And I couldn't do that. When you see the delicate balance that there is in talking to people, keeping their attentions, and understanding that their attentions are attached to their emotions and their stupidity and their assumption and their indifference towards love, authentic love, you start to realize that getting up every Sunday morning, putting on your best clothes, and standing there in front of people, talking to them about things that basically, if you say the things they want to hear, are going to kill them, are going to bring the world down. Mary Magdalene said it best. The reason you get sick and die, she said, is because you love what misleads you. I made a decision to no longer do that. In my first 5 years or so, 10 years, it was, and I regret it, but I still didn't do it to the degree that my colleagues do. It was to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to say some of the things that they wanted to hear and try to guide them into something deeper by doing that. I was successful to a certain degree, but not to a large degree. And then I realized you can't help the masses because the masses are asses. They get together and they conform to the energetics and the emotionality of the crowd. It just gets ridiculous. And I realized, hypnotizing an audience by making them believe that they can be more than what they are is really not doing any kind of service to humankind at all. So I don't do that. And because I don't do that, I am, like you say, odd. I am not looking to make a buck off you, and I'm also not looking to teach you how to make a buck. I'm here to help you understand the total futility of living the way you do under the influence of the emperor of all malice, the ego, and what that will do to you and how many lifetimes you have lived in the cycle of birth and death over and over and over again, and what that's done to you. And do you want to keep doing it again and again and again? And for the most part, frankly speaking, the masses don't care. There you've got the YOLOs now. You only live once. Do whatever you want to do. And so this goes on and on and on, perpetuating itself into oblivion. And we will implode upon ourselves, as Jacques Cousteau said. We will implode. And we are starting to see that now, both socially, biologically, politically. And there is no way to help people. There are just a few people, handfuls of people, just small little people that you help, small amounts. And that's okay with me. I really am okay. If I can help just one person, that's more than enough for me. So that's where it's at. Thank you, Terry, and please forgive me. Namaste. The last question from Ryan in San Diego, he says. Who are you, he says. That's a good question, Ryan. If I told you, I wouldn't be telling you the truth, because anything I would say that came out of my mouth would probably be something that is changing radically in each and every moment. And I'm not the same person I was when I started this broadcast, and I won't be the same person after I answer your question. I'm not a who, and I'm not a what, and nor are you. I am that. And that is something that is very difficult for people to understand. I am that which emulates from a part of you and me and all of us that is the collective authentic, as it were, not unconscious, authentic. This body, this man, doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. What matters is what is within the body, within the man or the woman, and how we accentuate our beauty, our insights, our talents, how we accentuate love in this life. And the only thing that matters to me is when you're sitting here, if you were, Ryan, the only thing that would matter is you. It matters to me that someone says what needs to be said, with all of the misunderstanding that can happen with whatever I say or whatever I teach, and then let the chips fall where they may. And I just feel like it is not important to me what happens to the idea of my image that people have of me. I am more interested in not their interpretation, but my consecutive and continual regeneration, recreating, sharing my awakening. And you asked in your email if I had awakened. I'm not going to answer that because that seems silly to me. It just does. And the man, Greg, can't make a comment on that. So I'm not going to say a single word about that. It would be just silly. But I hope you hear the still small voice that lives within me, that is always there, always trying to help you, and always trying to serve you. I hope so. Thank you for your question, Ryan. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. I hope this helped. We'll be back on the air tomorrow morning with some more interesting questions. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.